Track 22. Unit 10. Listening 2. Our next planet?
And now let's turn to science. We know that in many ways, the future of life on Earth does not look good. According to the latest demographic predictions from the UN, the world's population will have reached 10 billion by the year 2050. And 36 billion by the year 2300. The polar ice caps will have melted by then. Ecologists say this will cause serious problems for the plants and animals we depend on for survival. So how can we address these issues? Believe it or not, some are now saying that our best solution is actually to move to a whole new planet. Dr. Elaine Hines is an astrobiologist, that is, someone who studies life on other planets. She's here to tell us more. Elaine, welcome.
Thanks. It's a pleasure to be here.
Now, what planet could we move to?
Well, our best choice is Mars. Mars is relatively close to us, and it's similar to Earth in its size and geology. We think that in the past it was a warmer, wetter place with a thicker atmosphere.
But right now, Mars isn't habitable. It can't support life.
That's right. One problem with Mars is it's too cold. Also, Mars doesn't really have an atmosphere, which means there isn't any air surrounding it that we can breathe. There is an answer to this, however, which is a very long, very expensive process called terraforming.
Terraforming?
Yes. Terra means Earth. So the word terraforming refers to ways to change a place so it is more like Earth.
I see. And how can we make Mars more like Earth?
Well, there are a few things we need. Higher temperatures, a thicker atmosphere, more water, and more oxygen.
Okay. How do we create those conditions on Mars?
Well, let's start with the temperature and atmosphere. To do this, you increase the amount of greenhouse gases on Mars.
Greenhouse gases?
Correct.
Now, let me try to understand. By greenhouse gases, you mean the gases that are causing global warming here on Earth, am I right?
That's right. A lot of the ice on Mars is actually frozen carbon dioxide, or CO2. And CO2 is the same gas that is raising temperatures here on Earth. So one idea is to point a very, very large mirror at Mars. This will melt the ice and release the CO2 into the atmosphere, and that will make Mars warmer.
It's very ironic. Global warming is destroying Earth, but we can use global warming to improve life on Mars.
Yes, I know. Now, of course, building this mirror and getting it to Mars might be impossible. So another answer might be to actually set up a factory on Mars that produces CO2 gas.
Well, we humans are certainly experts at that.
Yes. So that leaves the last two things we need, water and oxygen. We know that some of the ice on Mars is CO2, but some of the ice is just regular water. So raising the temperature will also create lakes and oceans of water on Mars. When that happens, we can grow plants that will create oxygen, which of course is the gas that humans need to breathe.
Fascinating stuff. How long would this take, and how much would it cost?
Ah, both good questions. Terraforming would take an incredibly long time. It could be hundreds of years before we could live there, maybe thousands. And I'm sure the cost would be too high to imagine.
I see. And here's another difficult issue. If we succeeded in terraforming Mars, not everyone would be able to move there. Who goes and who stays? How would we decide?
Well, that is a very tricky issue. I'm a scientist, not a politician. I don't know how those decisions would be made. In fact, simply transporting people to Mars is another challenge. This isn't science fiction. You can't just teleport people somewhere millions of miles away in an instant. It takes more than 6 months to get to Mars, and the astronauts who made the journey would be exposed to dangerous radiation the whole way.
And what if we got to Mars and discovered that other creatures were already living there.
Oh, well, we astrobiologists think that is pretty unlikely. But it would certainly be very awkward.